Tuesday night, Dvar HaMalchah. Okay, I want to start with reiterating the point of last night's Dvar HaMalchah. I don't think I brought it out strongly enough. The point of last night was that it's a mitzvah min amuvchar to bench al hakos when you have a mezumen. And people should... We do a lot of mitzvah min amuvchars that are much harder to do, and that we go much crazier about, and that we think it's ma'akev, and it's mitzvah min amuvchar. So here's a mitzvah min amuvchar, again, to bench al hakos. It certainly makes the benching more chashuv, more formal, which we can all use. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins b'yachidus, there's no need at all. Even the mitzvah min amuvchar, according to the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, is when there's a mezumen. Certainly Shabbos. Why certainly? Because Shabbos, you're more relaxed, you have more time, it's the whole meal is more chashuv. Certainly Shabbos, it's a very good habit to adapt and adopt that you should bench al hakos if you have a mezumen. You have to realize, and this will get everybody to do it maybe, that there's a segula in it. Segula! Forget the mitzvah and amuvchar. There's a segula. There's a segula that you're misbarech. You're misbarech when you bench al hakos and you drink from the kosher bracha. In fact, there's a special din, and go home and tell this to your wives tonight, there's a special din to be mishager the kosher bracha to your wife, or at least to let her drink from it, and she is included in the bracha of the Birchas HaKos. It's a Birchas HaBayis, and there's a special inyan besides giving other people to drink from it, but it's more choshev and more central that the wife is given the Koshel Bracha to drink from. This is all last night's. Tonight, I want to also about benching al HaKos, which is maybe going to cause everybody to not bench al HaKos, have the opposite effect. There's a din of aim. You're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to be talking al hakos shel bracha. I'll say in a second what that means. It's a lack of chashivus, a lack of respect for the kosher bracha. Me'ikar ha-din, well, let's put it this way. The din at first in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, is that the mezamein should not talk from when he takes the kosher bracha to bench. From then on, he shouldn't be mesiach. He shouldn't be mesiach. He shouldn't talk until he drinks it. Everybody else shouldn't talk from when he says Rabbi Saim Nevarech, Rabbi Saim Von Benjamin, they shouldn't talk. But the Mishnah Berurah then brings down Shitas and says it's preferable to conduct yourself that way, that no one should talk from when he takes the Kol Shel Bracha to bench. Again, there's a din in Chazal, Ein Masichin Al Kol Shel Bracha. So again, the Mevarech from when he takes it till he drinks, and everybody else, maybe call it Meikar Adin from when he says Rabbi Saim Avon Benchin, but the Mishnah Berurah says really it's best to conduct oneself from when he takes it also. Until when? Here's the surprise, surprise. Nobody should talk until he drinks. Not like is the common custom, I'm afraid, that people start schmoozing as soon as they finish benching. This is wrong. It's wrong. That nobody's supposed to talk until he drinks from the Koshel Bracha. What can you do? You can change it. Tonight's Sfira is Yesod should be Yesod. So if Yesod is the Avoda of establishing principles and a foundation for the way we conduct ourselves and realizing that everything has a Yesod or should have a Yesod, otherwise it's Aroi. And if things have a Yesod, then they're Keva. But Yesod should be Yesod would mean, I would think that you have to check out where you got your principles from. They should be healthy reasons. Sometimes people develop certain principles because of an obsession, let's say, or they have developed a certain principle because it makes them maybe overbearing with other people. It makes them feel superior. So Yesod should be Yesod is the avoda of checking out the Yesod of the Yesod.